Lecture topic, The Harms of Pride.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This one quality which all of us are guilty of. And in the surprise, people have reached the age of 70, 80, and gone very old. But yet they are not protected from this quality. And they feel they do not have that quality in them, less pride. The most difficult quality that is. It is the quality that one has to work towards at all times. Because it is so important that if a person has the slightest bit of pride, alone in the agenda. We know all that. When you don't work towards putting it right, and you know Allah Ta'ala, He disapproved this quality of pride, very severe, very big sin. That is a special quality for Him and no one else. In the Quran, وَلَوْ كِبْرِيَاوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It's only for Him that shape is known. And no one to participate in that. And the only thing that happens, a person has pride in him, then he will never get the closest of Allah. And he will not enter the Jannah. Just imagine. And we all know, you know, many a time we listen, we hear of Sultan, what's the reason for him to become the pure of Jahannam? But we just hear about it, but we don't think what was the cause of him. We hear it so many times, but it not get into our heart to say he has made that mistake. How many mistakes we are? We did not make only one sajda, and we knew of so many sajdas. We don't realize that too. And what did he say to Allah Ta'ala? We so many times utter those kind of statements in our own self, life. We don't realize that what it is. Whereas it is a lesson for us. Shaitan is a lesson for us. That do not become the following. And he must know there was no one more learned than him. He has so much of knowledge. And he made so much ibadat everywhere too. There's not a place in this world that he not live out. To show us that one should not even look at his ibadat at all. Many a time the person begins to think, I made a lot of ibadat, or I read a lot of Quran Sharif, or that this feeling to understand the shaitan is more than that. But what happened to him? Nothing was accepted. The reason is because we don't know the quality, that the pride that the person lacks. Pride. What is the meaning of pride? In everyone's life, that pride is there all the time. And he's not trying to put it right. That is why when the time you go to the Khanqah and you are really, you know, interested to become someone, the first thing they instill in you is not to have pride. In other words, to completely belittle yourself in reality. In other words, if someone has to tell you something, the worst thing, it will not affect you. If it affects you, that means there's a defect in you. And that defect has to be put right. Many a time the person will not realize that pride is so bad that it sometimes breaks your life with a wife. Many a times. And Allah Ta'ala does not like arrogance. The slightest bit, in other words, the slightest bit. And why do we have pride? For what do we have pride? What qualifies you to have pride? Is it because you got something which others not have? Is it because you got very handsome that no one like you? Is it because you got knowledge that no one else got the knowledge? Or you got that melodious voice by Allah gave you, that you feel that no one like you? Or that wealth Allah gave you? Or that health that Allah gave you? those things that gave you, you mean that brought about the pride? Did you realize for a moment that, you know, who gave you that thing can take it away from? And in this world, Allah Ta'ala shows up a people of that kind, who Allah gave them good health and wealth, and good health. They began to misuse that health of this, and to cause harm to everyone. End result was this much that Allah disgraced in the world. So what are we trying to say? Those things are not belonging to us. Allah gave it to us, Allah Ta'ala will take it away from us. So when something that is we have no power over, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to be looking after it with the fear that it can go away. Just imagine taqwa. Taqwa is something, the greatest quality Allah wants to have in you. There too you cannot show off, you cannot boast. You mustn't think taqwa came into you, that taqwa can just slip away from you. Don't you know of that one person, he is sitting under the tree, in the shade. Allah gave him shade in a very hot day. So much of shade he had and around him, it was so hot. A sinner was passing by. He's feeling so hot, he said, let me go and sit next to this great person. So at least I will achieve some kind of shade to him. He goes and sits next to this person. This person in his heart came to realize what this person is doing next to me. He doesn't enough fit to be. Many a time we also have a person come to the masjid. You don't even know him at all, but because he is settled and torn, clothing is wearing, he may be, we don't know what is his position. He comes and stands next to you, not prepared to stand next to you in the masjid. You begin to look at him, how come this man came to the mosque today? Or a person who in the past you would have seen he had bad qualities in him. He must have made tawbah in front of Allah Ta'ala. But we are not at any time think good of a person. Why is it we haven't got the habit of thinking good of a person? Why can we think that person who we saw was committing all kinds of sins, and yet he came to the masjid one time and look at him and say, hey, you know, mashallah, you know, what a thing, you know, look Allah what he does. A person of this kind was so bad, and luckily he came to the masjid. And how Allah brought him to the masjid, think yourself, ya Allah, tomorrow I can come down. The fear must always be there. So these things will bring about the reason why we think bad of people is because of pride. Because we think we are somebody. We think we are somebody. You're not realizing we are no one at all. If you look at your reality, when in the beginning you came to this world, you didn't even realize that a sperm that was completely napak came pure. At the time when it came out, that time you have to wash, make ghusl before you clean yourself. Through that we came in this world. Something that's completely impure, no value at all. And in the end again result that you're going to leave this world, you're going to go in the qabr. What will happen to your body? It will perish. This is your reality, but you don't understand. You don't wish to understand this thing. So that's why the most important thing is, and some people take pride to be the habit. Just imagine some people take their pride to be a habit. Now when they take their pride to be habit, then you must know this ethma that in every time the name is written in among the officers and written in front of Allah Ta'ala. And you know, you'll be surprised. People say, what is wrong? I got that in me. I got anger in me. So I must get angry with everyone. So what is wrong? You don't realize you get angry with people who are weaker than you. You never get angry with people who are stronger than you. And the reason for that is because of pride. Why did he tell me that? Or why did she tell me that? Just yesterday or today, or the 2 days ago, one incident came to me. The man came and sat next to me, and I'm telling him, and he's telling him, but I do all the work in the house. I don't need a wife. I said, what are you talking? Did your wife any time look at another man? He said, no. She's looking after all your affairs. If you have to tell her that you do the work, she'll do the work for which she refuses. No. Now you do it very good in doing it, but there's nothing you're claiming that you're doing something. Now you are claiming something that, you know what, I don't need her. She's not important to me at all. I said, you know who's talking? This is your pride talking. And Khuda na kare, if you get sick, then who will look after you? All those people who come to their lives and give heart attack to their wives, the time when they get sick, the first person they run to is the wives. That's the time they come to realize how important a wife is. I know so many people who have caused so much harm to their wives. No importance at all. But the day they got sick, all those friends who were busy with him, they all left him. The only person looked after him is the wife. But that time you see, you know, I realize my wife is very important. But after he gets tried, he forgets all that what he said. He forgets everything what he said. So what's the meaning of that? You don't know Allah Ta'ala. So if a wife of that kind who allows the husband to do all the work, she's happy. But it's not that she doesn't want to do it. If you leave it to her to do it, she'll do it happily. But now if you're doing it, does not mean that, you know, it's now that I don't need that. So we are of this kind that, you know, when we have got qualities of that kind Allah gives you, instead of being sugar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we misuse those qualities and begin to think that. And it's very, very important to humble yourself. Allah Ta'ala loves humility a lot. You don't know how Allah Ta'ala loves humility. The biggest thing Allah Ta'ala wants, the greatest quality, is that, you know, at all times, that you must be humble. This humility must be there. It must bring into your quality in you at all times. You must not be free from it. Today, I must be humble. Every time you're free, you must think that I must become humble. When you're free in the masjid, humble yourself. All those things are very important. Humility is so kind. Iman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he comes down to the earth, he speaks only the people of the people who are humble. Very important. And Nabi Karim made dua for the mahini miskina wa amitni miskin. Oh Allah, give me and let me be among the miskins. What's the reason for that to be miskin? The effect of the poor people or the weak people, we say weak people, not poor people. A rich man can be humble himself, then he's a very humble person. In other words, a person who's weak in a sense, this one that you have to go sit next to him, you feel also comfortable. You know, you feel comfortable. Humility is something which one has to have all the time. And namaz is the only ibadah that teaches humility. If humility does not come into namaz, when it comes, every step, every posture you go, Allah, Allah, Allah is only teaching you one thing. I am the greatest. That must be instilled in your heart. There's no one beside Allah. That quality only belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and this is what is supposed to be. And Allah Ta'ala even said when Sulaiman, when he brought him up the sky, he told him, if Sulaiman had the slightest bit of pride, he'd go down the ground. Down the ground. Just imagine how Allah Ta'ala is. With the slightest pride, a person must not have it. Whatever qualities Allah gave you, the fear must be there that can be taken away. When that can come into you, even money that you got for his wealth too, Allah Ta'ala can take it away. Many a time Allah has shown the world that how it is. And this is one quality, the pride, is that in this world Allah can disgrace you. Disgrace you. Look, the person who had the worst pride was after Shaitan is Fir'aun. In the end, Allah Ta'ala took him away in the condition of completely disgraced. So look, we don't want to know this, but it's very important that all times, in one of this, in other words, a person when there's humility in him, Allah praises him. Allah praises him. And also this, but every person has an angel in him. That if a person has pride in him, and just pulls him down. And the moment he has cried, Allah, the angel pulls him down. And but he humbled himself and made dua to Allah Ta'ala, the police that Allah raised them. Just imagine the thing. You don't know when a person is just right up the sky is one chain, and up the down the earth another chain. With every way, every person an angel. The moment he has pride, he puts him down to the ground. But the moment he has humility, he raises him up so much and makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. The Faris tells me, Allah Ta'ala loves a person who makes been humble for it. Make yourself humble. What you talk, it costs you nothing to be humble. Nothing to be humble. That person can only become humble who does not look at his ibadah. Who does not look at his ibadah. A person who looks at his ibadah will not be humble. He has a lot of ibadah. But the person humble, say, Allah, I did not do anything, you made me. person who is humble, who is not saying, I did anything, he says, Allah, you made it to me. And no doubt about it, Allah made it to me. If Allah does not look at you, you won't do anything at all. To take his name also is not you taking his name. He wants you to take his name, that's why he did it. You mustn't think when you open the Quran, you did some wonders. He made you open the Quran to remember him. But if you think that you remember him, that's why you know. In the hadith is mentioned very nicely, and Allah Ta'ala would tell him that you make ibadah, say, Allah, I did not make ibadah, you made me make. You made me make. Everything you return to Allah Ta'ala, and no doubt Allah Ta'ala made me. You wake up in the morning, many people you see, you know, when they wake up in the morning, they for 1 year they don't miss one teacher namaz. Instead of thanking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, thank you so much, you did not make me miss one namaz. They think they are someone, and when they see a next person not make one fitr namaz, they look down at him. Next moment Allah Ta'ala shows him, he missed one whole week namaz. Then he comes to realize what happened to me. All this happened because not we. We wake you up. Everything that is, that's why you know, it's very easy to look at others and say, no, that man did not come to masjid. You're lucky he brought you to the masjid. Everything, you're lucky you open the Quran to read. You're lucky you make zikr to Allah. That person does not realize the zikr that he's making, Allah Ta'ala put into his heart. And that person who's lazy is no remedy for that. No remedy for a person lazy. You've got all the time to read to make zikr, and then you leave it out, then whose fault it is? Allah Ta'ala, when you forget me, you know, as it is, you say, yes, that invitation that comes into you from Allah Ta'ala, if you don't abide to that invitation, then it fades away. Likewise, a person making zikr every day, very punctual, and then gradually he slips away. When he slips away, then that thing also invitation slips away too. He's like, you don't want me to warm such number. You don't know that this is something with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what important is, that at all times, that you must understand this verse. That it's made, the angels made dua for us too. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala told him, hey, Musa, accept that namaz which got humility in it. I accept namaz with humility. Now, that person with humility, he only come for the sake of that namaz. Why did the person come to namaz? Because he's going from difficulties. Or he's sick or something, he comes to the namaz, the masjid. No, that is not namaz. That is because he wants Allah to fulfill something. One is you coming for namaz only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to meet Allah Ta'ala. You know, every time you come to the masjid, you know, make intention, I'm going to make ziyarat. You don't know what condition come into you when you make ziyarat Allah Ta'ala, to meet Allah Ta'ala. Then you'll be walking with so much, you know, so much of respect and fearing this, but in a way, in a road, I must not commit any kind of sunnah. Controlling your eyes and everything is so important. And that most important thing, because you're going to meet Allah Ta'ala, you'll find that you'll walk with total humility, humbleness. I want to attract him. I want him to look at me. You know, when you look at someone, you go see a sheikh, you want the sheikh to look at you. That's why you're not Allah to look at me. That you're preparing yourself that Allah must look at you. This kind of condition must come into us and into the masjid. So this is what humility is a person. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, that, oh Musa, accept the salat and namaz of a person, humble person. Humble is something. And humble is that, you know, you don't have to make yourself to talk softly, not for humble. To talk softly, not for humble. Some people have got loud voices. But in humble, you mean in your heart. You humble, very humble that person. You don't look down at him. You look at him that he's better than me. You know, when you look at his one sin, immediately your own fault comes in front of you. The moment you see a person committing a sin of any fault, you begin to reflect your own faults. As Nabi Karim said, a mirror to another mirror. A mirror? A Muslim and a mirror. The moment you look at him, your own fault is reflected to you. That is the called kamal of a man. That his own fault being reflected, then straight away what happens to him, he does not look down at him, but he looks down upon himself, that I made this mistake and I will put it right. So Musa alayhi salam was told this one, that first of all, that Allah Ta'ala says that I said namaz. Second, he says that whosoever has a fear for me in his heart, he doesn't have fear for Allah Ta'ala.
You must have fear for ittaqullah. The word ittaqullah, fear for Allah. You must have fear for Allah. When you have fear for Allah, you won't commit a sin. You won't commit a sin. And if you commit a sin, the fear becomes so strong that you begin to be tawbah straight away. We are weak. We may commit a sin. But the fear of Allah Ta'ala, because that's why Musa said, hey Musa, he must have fear for me. He must become humble, he must fear for me. He has fear for me in his heart. I love that person. Because he has a fear, he made tawbah. He made tawbah. If he commits a sin, after his insan, he can commit a sin. And the last thing he says, he gives preference to my ibadat over his desires. This is a very important thing Allah Ta'ala told Musa. He gave preference to my ibadat over his desires. That is the means he has no desire at all. Yes? No desire at all. My desire is Allah's desire. My desire is Allah. My desire is what Allah wants me to do. That means I have no more desires. My desire is I will not go to namaz. That's my desire. My desire to look at television. My desire to look at the full television. That's all my desires. Allah Ta'ala says, my ibadat. The ibadat not mean namaz only. Ibadat means the way of life of Islam, is the way of life. Everything. Everything for Rama Palapatul Jinna wa Insa illa Ya'budun. I created man and jinn for ibadat. Not mean namaz. Namaz is just one namaz that is only for a few minutes. Namaz means that a man is in ibadat 24 hours. You must understand that ibadat 24 hours. You're not free from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man must understand this. He's in ibadat all the time. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala says Musa alayhi salam, that he gives preference for me, my ibadat, over all his desires. His desire to look at a woman. His desire to go to wrong places. That is all his desire. His desire to do business the wrong way. But he all sacrificed all those desires for me. Allah says, I love that person too. He is very close to me. In other words, you know, everything that he does is a desire of Allah Ta'ala. It's Allah Ta'ala's desire. Allah Ta'ala says, don't do that, he doesn't do. Everything has become that. So that person has that quality in him, he desires it. Once you know one buzuk, and they said they escaped the truth. Once a buzuk, he saw Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu in a dream. He asked him, give me advice. The first thing he said to him, that keep, always keep the reward of after in front of you. In other words, keep the hereafter in front of you. Wherever you walk, you must have hereafter in front of you. Because that is where you're going. In other words, what your destination is. Where is your destination? Keep your destination in front of you. In everything that you do, your destination must be in front of you. He said, do that, me, and do that. And secondly, he said to keep the destination in front of you. That's one thing. And then he also said this much. That you should present yourself to the poor with humility. The rich must present themselves to the poor with humility. This is very important. Because it is very difficult. It is very difficult. If a rich man sits in his office and a poor man comes to him, how would he respond to him? He responds in a very bad way. Or he can't walk in the street. If a rich man walking past and a poor man makes salam to him, he won't even jawab him. He won't make jawab him. A rich man, if he's got some function, he won't call a poor man to him. He won't call a poor man to him. So this what advice he was, Ali radiallahu anhu told him in a dream, that I'm giving you this advice that when you're working with rich, when you're a rich person, you must be very humble to the poor people. In other words, you must make salam to this person. You know this much that a Muslim is sitting down and you're walking past, the person walking must make salam. Now if that person, poor man, a rich man walking past, you won't make salam. Now why you won't make salam? It's because he thinks he's power, he got pride. I'm important, but not important. You're not important, impotent. Sorry to say it. Understand to say it. The most important thing you have to make salam. So these qualities, what they say, is something very, very understanding for us. So we're all the same, we're doing that. But when you walk on the masjid, when you see a poor person walking, a Muslim man, you won't make salam to him. And if he makes salam to you, because you think you came out of the masjid,
The only thing, walaikum salam, like, you know, then you're doing me a favor. I don't want to give salam to you because you didn't come to a masjid. Failing to realize him, he's going to, not thinking good of that person, thinking good he's going to a masjid with namaz. Or maybe he came from another masjid. Or maybe he, Allah Ta'ala will not question you if you think good of a person. Never. But Allah Ta'ala will question you if you think bad of a person. How is it that we haven't got these qualities? These are the qualities of every buzwog. They always say no. That person, you know, when he told Hadi in Ramza Rahmat, that person told you, I just told like this, he did not say like that. He did not say like that. You understand? We have to learn to talk good of people. What it costs you to talk good? Or good of people. Do not talk bad. Try to make excuses, no, it did not happen. Even if you hear some incident someone took up or tell you, try to say something of that kind, no, it did not breathe. What it costs you to do that? No, we won't do that. We'll always do. So Zeman said, when you should reach, present yourself to the poor with humility. So pride is to take oneself superior to others. To take oneself superior. That's the thing, pride to superior to others. Now another thing is this, but that if you are sitting here and someone makes salam to that person, didn't make salam to you, khalas. Khalas. Why did he make salam to me? He must make salam to me too. Or you don't give that person makes salam to me. So not realizing that he made salam to me, so what? He did not make salam to me, so what? The moment you think that he didn't make salam to me, if the meaning of that you feel you are someone, he must make salam to me. If he did not make, why did you not make salam to him? In other words, how Allah is showing us that what we are supposed to be. In other words, the greatest thing in humility is you must think you are nothing. You can only get humility in you when you feel you are nothing and the reality is nothing. My husband always should tell us this much, that it's very easy to say I'm worse than a dog. He always told us this. It's very easy to say you're worse than a dog. But take one filthy dog and throw on you. And that time you come to know you, the way you behave, you forgot what you said. So say you are worse than a dog in reality. There's no doubt I am like that. And that is the only way is every day you remind yourself, I am nothing. Sit down one side, I am nothing. I am nothing in reality. Sit down once and say it. It will become strong on you that I am nothing. Then if the wife tells you to do something, you feel I am nothing. But if you see something, then she tell you one thing, you tell 10 things. But if the moment you say you are nothing, then she can tell the worst thing. I should think Hazrat, she should give us an incident of Mirza Janatan Rahmatullah Ali. Hey, Allah Akbar. That buzur, we know he passed on the day of Jummah. He knew he was going to pass away too. He prepared himself properly with what clothing and iftar and all that today I'm going to pass away. Just imagine he had that kind of death. But his wife was of that kind that is really, no one can steal a wife of that kind. But he, the way he treated her like gold, another day he told her anything. She could tell the worst thing. You know something, you and I, if you are walking in the street and the wife take off with you in front and others look at you, what will you do? What will you do? Did you thought of that? You know what you'll do? You'll make sure you won't talk to her for months. Mm. You won't make sure you schedule, you'll make separate yourself from baseball. You do all that kind of thing. Why? You think you are sound. Here's a buzuk. Every day when someone goes and gives salam to her, the way she takes off it, what buzuk this man is? What is that thing? That thing is to run him down to the ground. No effect at all. Because why they feel they worse than that? They feel they're nothing. In the eye, they feel nothing. This is what it is. It's nothing. What are you looking for praises? Who can win? What are you looking for praises? That praise, what can help you? If Allah praises you, that is what it is. If the whole world is praising you, and Allah does not praise you, then what do you want? But if Allah praises you, the whole world not praise you, what do you want? Everything. So here also, what are you looking for? So this buzrug is why to take him to task in front of everyone. And to that extent that, you know what, he said one patan there. That a mistake he made. So when he said patan there, the patan, he is one sure he's got a stroke. And someone. And the way he took off with her, the husband heard it, and straight away he said, what's happening? Call India. Look how concerned he is. Now, if you are here, go Chini the season.
Will of them say all those things? No, 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 no. There was something else that when you become Allah's, then you're something else. When you become Allah's, then something else you not want. When you become Allah's, you do not want your enemy to become hurt. You know something, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, what he said? He said, Ya Allah, I don't want my enemy to get punished on the Qiyamah. You know how they talk? They, whosoever caused the harm to Ya Allah, do not punish them for me. What will I get through? They to speak like that of enemies. We, if you see a real enemy getting the way inside of his thing, he's very happy. Here, it's, they get hurt for that. That man, when he tried to strangle Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, and they all came to him. They want to take him to the police station. He said, I said, leave him. And what we should do? So I'm just trying to tell you, when you become Allah's friend, then everyone you look at with good heart. Because you say, Ya Allah, this is your creation. You know. So this is what it is. What was I saying about this story? Bhagat. And he said, took off. He said, what is he? First thing I was asking, who is she? Who am I? He said, yeah, Sheikh. Sheikh. Who is she? She's the Sheikh's wife. You treat your Sheikh and his family the same way. How you treat Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sayyid, all the same. This Sheikh was taking to Allah Ta'ala. You treat the same. Straight away, go and ask for mercy. And he sent him there to ask for mercy. So what I'm trying to say, who will do all this? Because humility. Humbleness is a very big thing. You know, when you're humble, you begin to love everyone. You begin to love that person too, that small child, you begin to love an orphan too, you begin everyone. So this quality of being, you know, is very important. A person, in other words, always must have humility. It's lofty and being high and lofty. That will stop you if you keep away from it. In other words, that you won't have muhabbat if you got loftiness in you. If you got pride in you, you won't have muhabbat at all. Muhabbat can only come into Islam if for the person you got humility is very, very important. And attachment to that one another can only come if one has that. The love can only come when you got humility. And you must learn, we must learn to bring that. Bring that only, you don't know how important it is. If you can only bring that, half your problem is solved. You won't have one enemy in this world. That's what we want. And you see how all the doors will open too. Become humble. If someone has to tell, look at that stupid fellow walking, you must not even look towards him too. The moment you look towards him, that means infected. Your humility is gone. You must be able to say that, no, I'm worse than that too. If anything a person runs you down to, you say, no, he doesn't know me. If he knows me, you tell me I'm worse than this. That's how they believe in that. So if the wife tells you like this and like this and like this, what do you must think? Whatever she's saying, she's telling me she's right. But don't smile at her. But just take it like, no, she's right. So in that way, you become controlled. Also, you come humble. And you find there is no war in the house. There is no war in the house. I'm telling you, it will be peace. That is the only way peace can come. But in our heart of heart, you know, she'll ask you everything, she'll tell you 10 times, give me divorce too. But next one, the way she's so close that she forgot what she said. Why Allah Ta'ala made that their words not carry weight? Likewise, you must understand, humility is something. Always don't look down at anyone. Don't look down at anyone. That person looking down at is more closer to Allah Ta'ala. More closer to Allah Ta'ala. You do not know. You know, great, great people made so much ibadat. They made so much ibadat, but once when Junaid Baghdadi Rahman passed away. When he passed away, he saw in a dream, they were telling him what happened. Allah forgave me, but my neighbor surpassed me. Surpassed me. What was it? He was an ordinary man going to work in the morning for his children, for his family, he going to cut wood and come back. And the way when he come back, what happens? He come back. See, he said the only thing is to say, oh Allah, if I was free, I'd do more ibadah than Junaid. Instead, just intention. Allah Ta'ala loved that thing, but he was true about it. Allah gave more space in that.
So you don't know people, they may be going early morning, going to look out for Rosie, they're going out, but they're reading namaz, they may not make ibadah like us, or like you, or us like you and I. The thing is this much, but their ibadah would be something more than that. They're going to, just to look for Rosie for your children is also very big ibadah. That Allah gave you children, you're going out, that Allah don't stretch my hand from anyone. Allah, I want to go for my Rosie. When you go with that intention, then you must know that you're getting Allah for you more than that. More than that, the very big jihad that is. So humility is something you must always have. Be humble. Be humble. And the easiest way to become humble is always smile. Always smile. It costs you nothing to be smiling. Smile. What's a smile? You know when a big man comes to you, you smile. And the other person don't smile. Smile at him. In other words, the quality of a humble person is very fair. He's very fair. That's what you must have in us. Min wa'atul laqa wa tiwa'at sayfa nada. Amal kanil tawfiq wa sayfa nada. Allahumma sayfa nada. Allahumma sayfa nada. Wa'ala alayhi sayfa nada. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa sayfa. Fatir wa samawa. Anta waliyi fi dunya wa al-akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa shahri salamahim. اللهم نسألك الرضا في الجنة ونعوذ بك من سخط النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا واهدنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واجنحنا كله اللهم اهدنا نورا واهدنا انك على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك يا رب العالمين